the gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order.
A new world order. Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Oh, here we go. It's another sunshiny day in Central California here at Stronghold Radio. I'm having a lot of fun chatting with about four different people at the same time on Facebook. Who am I? Well, if you don't know who I am, I'm Dutch Jones. I don't really exist. It's just a name we use who's ever behind the mic for now. There may be another Dutch Jones when I finally get captured. But this is Stronghold Radio coming to you from the church at Cahuilla. Cahuilla Commonwealth. We are an unincorporated, known place. We have a zip code. We have our own post office box. And we are trying to amass a Christian exodus to this stronghold. We have 24 acres. We have several homes. We have farm property. We got barns. We have the raw materials to make a stronghold. And my job here, among other things, is to spread the Christian militant worldview of Christian separatism, not racial separatism, Christian separatism, to those that will listen. And if we can't get you to come here, we want to empower you by using scripture, our experience here martially and communally, not communistically, communally, a community of Christians banding together for the common good of our fellow Christians. And that's what we do here. That's exactly what we do here. People have been sending me emails all day. I've been defending partial preterism all day because everybody thinks we're in the end times now because, you know, Egypt fell. And my attitude is, if this is the end times, you know, people be eating their babies, and it's bad. I'm not saying it's not bad, but we're not in the end times. And I'm not suited to argue that on the air. I was cutting and pasting a lot, but we've got to realize that we're not doing this because the earth is going to explode. That's God's plan. God's going to do what God's going to do. But while we're here, we have to push the dominion mandate. We are dominion Christians, dominion-oriented, meaning pushing Christendom, to every corner of the earth. That doesn't mean we do it like the Muslims at the point of a sword and tell, you know, convert or die, infidel. No. Hey, here's the gospel. You can convert if you want to. I hope you like it. We're moving on. And those nations that have adopted it throughout history have flourished for a time because they always stray, just like America has. I always figure if they were going to write the Bible today, America would be the new Rome, wouldn't it? You know, we're just going around the country, around the world, bullying everybody around. We've forgotten about the leaders have forgotten about the Christianity-based nation that we had. And so I offend a lot of people. I get a lot of hate mail. I get a lot of grief. We're also on Facebook, Dutch Jones Radio Program on Facebook. And Stacy's over there mumbling what?
No, it's just Dutch Jones.
Oh, it's just Dutch Jones?
No,
oh, it's just Dutch Jones on Facebook. Well, we're going to be changing that to Stronghold Radio. That's where we're going to go. I've got a couple people that keep telling me they want to host. And, you know, a couple of months, they never do it. It's easy, folks. If you can read a few newspaper articles, get a Bible, get some good books, and a microphone and a headset. You don't even need the headset. Just a microphone, plug it in. We'll show you how to jump here on Ustream along, and you can do it. I'm on from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. You can do it from 4 to 6. Do it after me, whatever, you know, or not 4 to 6, but 4 to 5, and then come on after me, or do it in the middle of the day, or do it in the middle of the night, and it'll record it, and people can come to you and check it out. We're going to change our main website. Right now the website is DutchJones.info. I meant to talk to Lou about this. I'm kind of ambushing him. Could we change it to Stronghold Radio, or would that destroy everything?
I don't know.
You don't know? Or we'll have to make another Stronghold Radio page?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could do that. But that'll be good. Costs of operating this. I'm going to tell you up front. It's not cheap doing a radio outlet. We have an FM radio station sitting to my left, a 400-watt radio station that reaches about 6,000 people here in the community. We're only about 50 people in the community that believe what we're putting out. We're trying to change hearts and minds of those around us one at a time. Vice Gerent Radio, we're building a wooden tower for it. Our metal tower blew down last year. We kept having a lot of people tell us they were going to donate these metal towers. We gave up. Lou and the pastor and another brother up here today with a bunch of 2x4s on the roof raised it up about, what, 12 feet? Or is it 10 feet?
I don't know,
but our tower, every 10 feet you go up, you double your broadcast area on FM on a flat plane. We're in rolling hills. Like I said yesterday, we're in the highlands. So we're paying for this stuff. The money that we get has to come from somewhere. Our electric bill is still $28.63 short. We had some great people make some donations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so we don't know. I'm going to see. In fact, I'm getting a message here. Every little bit helps. Cool. And when you make donations, we give you gifts. We don't just take it and forget about it. And if we have forgotten you, send us an email and say, hey, I made a donation like 2 months ago, and you guys forgot about me. We don't mean to do that. It's just that we get it like 200 emails a day. We get maybe 5 to 6 donations a month, and they're spread out, and we're dealing with people that don't have any money saying, hey, can I get a, I don't have any money. Can you send me this? Can you send me that? And it just gets lost in the melee. What are you doing? Anthony is sitting here. What are you doing? Are you playing Minesweeper?
And I won.
You actually won a Minesweeper game. I've never won one of those. I don't even know how to play it. But anyway, so we need another $28 and change just to pay the electric bill. What?
We got it.
Oh, we got it? Okay, somebody just made it?
Yeah, $30.
Okay, excellent. Somebody just donated $30.
It was
the guy I'm talking to, right? I told you not to do that. Thank you, sir. I'm not going to give your name out on the radio, but I'm chatting with someone on Facebook. Thank you so much. So we can pay our electric bill in a couple days. It was due on Wednesday, but they haven't turned it off yet. Oh, he's in both chat rooms. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. When we PayPal, there's a lag of 2 to 3 days, so we'll just let him know that the money's coming, because we've got a money order we got to cash. If you send us money orders, don't put my name on it. I don't exist. God bless you for sending money orders, but
and
the bank up here, we're in a little mountain community. They don't like money orders because I keep getting counterfeited ones from all the marijuana growers.
Yeah.
So just leave it blank or put. Just leave it blank or write cash on it. But we prefer, if you send us cash, make it look like a bar mitzvah card. We're not talking huge amounts here. If you're going to send us like $2,000, by then all means, make it a cashier's check or something, and we'll have you make it out to Stacy or to the church or to the pastor or something. But I don't exist. There is no me. Even this is a straw man. Even the real me doesn't exist. I don't have any picture ID. I don't have anything. So when you send it to me in a name, and even if it was my real name, which you guys, some of you know, if I went to the bank, they go, can I have a picture ID? No, I don't have one. They have a special up here where any veterans, police, fire, or ambulance workers get a minimum of $10, 10% off on all the restaurants and hotels and stuff up here in the hardware store. And it's called the Heroes Discount. And I was like, so I went to go find out about it. And I went to fill out the form. They're like, well, we need two picture IDs. I said, I don't have any. And they said, well, how do we know you're a veteran? I said, how do you know I'm not? And I said, I'm every one of these. I was a cop, I was a fireman, I was an ambulance driver, an EMT, and I was in the Army. I was like, IMP? They're like, well, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get out my DD-214, which was around here somewhere, and I'm going to go down and sign up. It's in a red box, that's all I remember. I've got like 4 different DD-214s. I keep getting different copies of them from different places. I got one from my realtor a long time ago. But anyway, I have them. But I don't carry IDs, so it's best that you just send, shiny rocks. I think it was Warland sent us a bunch of $2 bills. Those were fantastic. Whatever you send, just put it in a card. Say, happy bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, happy circumcision, whatever you want to. And nobody's going to notice what it is, one way or the other. Wrap it in aluminum foil and make them worried. I don't know what that would do. I think the post office would go nuts. But we also have Post Office Box 31, Post Office Box 31, Kaweah, California, Kaweah, California. You spell it however you want. 93237, 93237, so you can do that. Let me try and get back into the chat room here. Good, okay, good. I see everybody's here. Everybody really enjoyed last night's sermon. I got a lot of positive comments from the pastor being in here. I tell you what, I would love to have him in here every day and we just co-host the show. I would love to just go back and forth and discuss these issues and just go on and on about the stuff because the pastor is just a wealth of knowledge. Of course, tonight, bless you.
Thank
you. Tonight's Friday. He's going down to study for his Sunday sermon, so he's not around. I called him. I was going to ask him to come in and talk to us. One of the young teenage boys, if you hear a car in the background, we have a boy who just, I think he's 15 or 16. He's driving his mom's car.
No, he's 17.
He's 17 already? He's kind of small. I hope he didn't hear me say that. He drives all around the property. He's learning to shift and all that, so you'll hear like gear grinding and stuff. So he's making loops around the research center. How did I learn to drive? Same thing. My dad just took me out in the middle of nowhere and said, drive. He's doing it with all of his buddies, though, so you know I don't know how that's going to go.
Oh.
If he flips over, we can try out our EMT skills and extrication skills. For those of you that are involved in our training or want to be involved in our training, just a reminder, May 20th is Larry Wick with Split Second Survival will be here. It's $150 for 2.5 days. If you make the cut, it will be 3 days. Get a little bonus half-day training. I think it's going to be more about how to instruct. And I need to know by April 20th. I need the money by April 20th. You can contact me through the email, dutch@dutchjones.info. Dutch@dutchjones.info. We are also having March 12th coming up sooner. This is a $100 one-day seminar on the threat of Islam. It is Code 20. If you listen on Tuesday nights, you'll hear our brother Steve Klein talking about the threat of Islam heavily in the news. He specifically fights the Muslim Brotherhood on the streets of L.A. in that area. He'll go anywhere in the country to fight them. He'll go anywhere in the country to make sure they're not overstepping and that people are aware of what they're doing. So on March 12th, we're going to have cell warfare training. We're going to have SMEAC training. You guys can look that up. SMEAC, S-M-E-A-C. And we got through S last time. And it doesn't. If you were in the last class and you're coming, we'll have an advanced session just for you. We'll separate you guys. If it's your first class, we'll put you in the beginner class, and we'll do that. So the first half of the day, you may get cell warfare training. Second half of the day, we'll take you up on the range, and we're going to treat you as babies who have never used a pistol. And I'm telling you something. Everybody needs to do this once in a while. Maybe once a year, take a basic class just to retune themselves and get rid of these bad habits. On how to present the weapon, when to present the weapon, the moral implications of shooting somebody. And most of our people right now came from California. There were two from Pakistan, one from the Philippines, so I don't know about their law. You know, God help them over there. But we do what we can do. And so we do that. And as this expands, we're going to do more. If people brought out rifles, shotguns, all that, we'll train you on those too. All for $100. You know, you're not going to get that anywhere else. From recent combat vets like Sergeant R, old combat vets like me and Captain Maverick, we do what we can, and we mix our experience with knowledge, with training that we've got in other places, and you will be amazed at the stuff you learn. We just went out to the shooting range. It's got a fresh 6-inch layer of decomposed granite on it. We can get up probably 10 lanes now. And you won't stand in the mud, which I don't mind, but some people don't want to get muddy. But it's going to be real nice. We're putting a water fountain out there for folks. Maybe get a portable toilet, and Luke can take care of that. Luke can be in charge of the toilet. So the training here at this location is going to really, really step up. The free training that we do, we get a lot of requests. You know, hey, I don't have the money. I understand that. But fellowship and training should be sacrificial. So if you've got it and you can do it, you should do it. And if you can't come all the way out to California to do it, let me hook you up with our instructors and find a way to bring them to you. All of our friends in Michigan that we have a lot of contact with, your little group out there. Larry Wick will fly anywhere in the United States. I don't know if Rudy will.
No.
I don't think he'll go anywhere else. He sticks to California, but you can come out here and stay in hotels and do stuff out here. Magic Serbiak, we can put you in touch with him. He'll go places if you've got a facility of your own. So there's opportunities, and I'm sure there are hundreds of other patriots out there that are training each other. But the free training, just because it's free doesn't mean it's not good, and just because you're spending a lot for it doesn't mean it's great. We're very select in who we use. But our free training, which is our community emergency response team training, is the third Sunday of every month and sometimes Saturdays if it's a big thing that we're teaching. This coming Sunday at the church at Kauia, you come for church services at 10, You eat with us. Is there going to be a wedding before or after the...
After the training,
if you want to stick around for a wedding, you can, you know, throw bird seed at people. We're going to do 2 hours of battlefield trauma assessment, disaster trauma assessment, whatever you call it, head-to-toe assessment. This is not first aid and CPR. This is making sure somebody's not dead, and if they've got a bleeding chance of living, you do what you can real quick and move on. This isn't MASH. This is going to be down and dirty, breathing, bleeding, shock. And that's what we're going to do, and we're going to take turns. You know, we're going to give people simulated injuries. We don't have a moulage kit yet. We are working on some things for that.
What?
Moulage. That's how you put fake wounds on somebody.
Oh. Hey, I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anthea tells me today, she goes, what did you say? I'm an injury artist?
Yeah, in school.
And she likes to fake injuries with markers on her arms and scare other kids.
Not exactly. In school, I just get red pen and I cut the ink pin for it. And yeah.
Yeah, you're creepy like your old man, aren't you? And I'm your dad. That's a saying. I'm your dad. I'm Big Daddy Widebottoms. What?
I said you called her an old man.
I called me an old man. I said you're freaky like your old man.
Well, what's your place
called? Oh. Stacy gets half the conversation and then jumps in. It's like the government.
She's like on a bad radio.
She's like a bad radio?
She's like on a bad radio.
She's on a bad radio. But she's not. She's just right there.
I know.
She can hear me. She's right there.
That's weird.
I mean, I could throw stuff at her. She's right there. It's not like she's listening through the internet. Some of the other things I wanted to talk about, and I couldn't... Minuteman called me and gave me some incredible information that was discussed on Liberty Tree Radio earlier this morning. I can't listen to it yet because of the bandwidth and everything. It's going to start... It's probably playing right now on our FM side because the way we do that. So, Minuteman, if you want to call in and share that for about the next 10 minutes, that would be great because... I couldn't find it. The website for Liberty Tree Radio's intelligence report is down. It's down, and their backup site is down. But they were going to post a document on there that talks about how the FBI and ATF are working with the IRS to tax the guns out of your hands, to make you an outlaw because you don't want to pay an exorbitant fee every year to have a gun safe and ammunition and those things. You know, the underhanded, dirty, rotten scoundrel scumbags that they are, they keep saying, we're not going to do anything to the Second Amendment, but we're not going to let you own guns unless you fill out all these permits, do a psych evaluation. Well, it's... Ow! Anthea, stop banging the mic. That hurt. See, I lost my train of thought. But we've got to guard against this. It comes around every once in a while. Sometimes it's a myth. Sometimes, but this time they said they had an actual document, but I can't find it. So if you listen to the intelligence report this morning, you heard about this, and you saw the document, I need you to call in because we need to get this out. I don't even know what the document is about. Worland said he heard it. But if anybody wants to call in on 559-561-8225, 559-561-8225. We can discuss it in this first hour because we're not on Liberty Tree Radio, so it won't be redundant. It won't be like just repeating what they said. But there's a different audience here that listens to the Ustream feed. And it would be really great if somebody could call it. In fact, I don't think I ever told people and I never posted it. Hang on, folks. I got to do something here. I gotta go over to Facebook and let them know we're on. I was like, why do we only have 10 people listening? We are live now, and then then www.dutchoens.info, and then let it load. And why is it not doing it?
Didn't hit share.
Yeah, but it should be loading the page. Oh well, I'll do that. Now it is. And another thing, make sure we guys start spreading the word more about what we're doing here. We need to figure out a way to make this Stronghold Radio grow. I think Batfag said yesterday he's ready to do a show. Bring it on. Just let me know. All I got to do is give you the password, you pick a time slot, and you promise to be there. I mean, if all you're going to do is read out a Soldier of Fortune magazine or something, that's fine. Whatever gets your feet wet. If it's during the day and I'm around, I will help you. There's a way to co-host, isn't there, Lou?
Yeah.
On Ustream? I mean, I can't do a lot because we have very, very, very limited bandwidth, but I can get on the phone with you and I can talk you through it. You just need to plug in a microphone, plug in a headset, and start talking. And, you know, you just hit broadcast. Lou will actually probably be the one talking you through it. I don't know how Ustream works. I've never actually used it. Lou has. I was the U broadcast guy. But we can get more shows up on here, we can get more info out. we can start spreading the word, making a bigger footprint. And the key is if we all help out. It's just like the donations. If everybody that listens to this show sent in $5 to $25 a month, we would be expanding. We could get more bandwidth. You'd hear me probably more than – you'd probably hear me 2 hours a day doing this, music and other programs. I would be stealing other programs and just cutting and pasting them in and playing them if we had the bandwidth. We just don't. I'm actually going to go to my congressman and demand that they run DSL up to this location. We'll see how far that gets. Once they find out what we're doing here, they'll probably be like, no, we can't do that. So scary stuff from the government may not happen. They may not let us. I want that free Wi-Fi Obongo was promising. Everybody gets free. They're not going to do it up here. Again, remember to go to alterorabolish.com, and it's A-L-T-A-R, like the holy altar, or abolish.com. Don't forget those folks over there. AbolishIslam.com, our sister group, AbolishIslam.com. Check it out. And let's see. I found another one, another website. It was SwordAtTheReady.wordpress.com. SwordAtTheReady.wordpress.com. Didn't agree with a lot of the stuff they had on there. It seemed kind of Tea Party-ish. Some good information there. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the Arizona governor. And why did I post it twice? Maybe it's so nice. Jan Brewer finally is countersuing the federal government. She did this on Thursday, yesterday, for failing to control Arizona's border with Mexico and enforce immigration laws, and for sticking the state with a huge cost associated, the cost associated with jailing illegal immigrants who commit crimes. The governors of free states need to do this stuff. They need to nullify. State nullification is a concept that people need to learn and push in their states. If their state house and state senate, their legislators, their sheriffs, nullify these ridiculous federal codes, the real ones or the fake ones or the imaginary ones, it will make no difference what they do in Washington, D.C. We just say no. And it's like Minuteman said, unless you're coming to our state to vacation, no federal employees are allowed here. Without our authorization. Now, if you're coming looking for a cross-the-state-line serial rapist or something, yeah, we'll work with you on it. But if you're coming here to confiscate weapons, seize property for so-called IRS debt, you're going to be arrested. So Jan Brewer is stepping in the right direction. I'm beginning to support Arizona again. I backed off a little bit there because it looked like when they shot down that law, there wasn't much of a fight going on. But now that she's countersuing him, that's fine. I'm also getting reports that Pastor Manning, you know who Pastor Manning is? We haven't played his stuff in a while. He's the black pastor who wants to be a redneck, and he can't stand that long-legged Mac Daddy Obongo. And he went to court over the birth certificate, and supposedly, and I've got four people who claim this that don't know each other, that case was decided, and the judge said, yeah, that's right, President Obama can't be president of the United States because he's not a legal citizen. He has 90 days to resign or produce the birth certificate. Nobody will show me the documentation on it. Everybody's saying, I just got this. I just heard this. You won't believe this. I'm like, where is the documentation? So if any of you have heard this or something, let me know. Give me a call. Drop an email, chat, whatever. We need to make sure that we follow up on that. Well, of course, we know it's just like when Florida said that Obamacare wasn't legal. They're just going to ignore it. Anything that a lower court decides, it just shows how much they are tyrants. But every time this happens, we have to applaud those who went to battle. Just like here in this state when we won the reprieve of the ammo limitations that they were going to put on us. But getting back to this FBI thing, if that's true, if they really are going to charge $1,000 for a gun safe per year permit, ammo is going to have like $1 a bullet tax on it, that's my line in the sand. When they go after our right to defend our families and to stop tyranny, that's my line in the sand. I'm going on record here. If that is true, and they really, through regulations, through IRS code, and just totally circumvent the legislative process or the judicial process, like the Department of Fish and Game did here in California and banned lead ammo in certain regions, if they make it exorbitantly expensive so that they effectively ban guns and ammo, that's it for me. I'll stop doing the radio show, and you just need to watch the headlines. Period. I'm going on the record here for saying that. It's just not worth it anymore to take any more when they get to that point. Everybody needs to know what their line in the sand is. That's mine. Of course, I have other lines in the sand. If they were to come for my children saying, you can't homeschool, bingo, it's on. And I may be the only one because I doubt anybody will rally around me. That's the problem with this movement. So many people make a stand and then everybody else goes, well, you know, that's not my stand. If, you know, and that's why we saw what happened with Ruby Ridge and Waco. Everybody stood around and yelled at the cameras, but nobody did anything. And the Brown compound, somebody else is coming in another white truck. We need to see who that is. It's a four-door white pickup. I don't know who it is. Yeah, go check it out. You armed? Okay, go see what's going on. I don't know who they are. But that's what we've got to do. That's the next step. People are asking me, well, when and where? How are you going to know? Well, when they come for your guns, that's pretty much it. When they want you to register every gun and they say they have the right to come into your home, that's it. You're live on the Dutch Jones Show. Who's this?
Pablo, how are you doing, Pablo?
Hey, I am doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. It was the second hour that Mark talked about this stuff. Basically, it was like, you know, instead of $50 per gun, it was like $100 per gun. Mm. If you had more than three guns, you had to classify yourself as an armory, and that was another fee.
Oh.
All the things had to be stored in an approved gun safe. That was $300 tax for the gun safe. The ammo had to be stored in a separate, not the same one as the guns. There was a fee for that. There was an inspection fee. And so all in all, if you had like a .22, a shotgun, and a pistol, you were an armory and all the other stuff. And all the fees together on the low end added up to about $1,000. And if,
right,
you know, they were able to get the higher fees they wanted, then that would come to close to $3,000. It was the type of thing they, you know, hope to be able to tax everybody out of there because they're not outlined in the Second Amendment. It's just we need to get our fees and revenues, and then the revenue they got from that would be to go to make commercials on how we're keeping you safe and we're protecting you and all the other stuff. And at the end of the 22-page thing, it basically said, and our goal is by the time this program is done, no one will own firearms because it'll be too expensive. Yeah.
Now, are they going to do it legislatively or through the tax code?
I did not hear it. It would probably be, from my understanding, through the tax code rather than law-wise, because supposedly if we have a libertarian-minded or Tea Party-minded or House of Representatives, then they could defund, you know, whatever they're trying to do if they were so inclined. I don't know if they have that much cojones to do that, but that's one way that they could.
Yeah.
They'd
probably start a czar. They'd probably do like a gun taxation czar. And just do it by mandate rather than through the legislative process, because it'll be easier for them.
And, you know, there's neat states like Montana and stuff like that where they have the cojones to basically say, you know, feds, you're not coming in here and doing anything without our written permission.
Okay. Well, thank you, Minuteman, for updating us. We're getting ready for a break here because we got to get people to go to our store to buy stuff, too. Thank you for tuning in, calling that in. And I'll hang up on you now. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
I'm not good at saying goodbye to people. But I want to get your impression on this. Are you going to pay that tax? If that tax comes through, if this is valid and this is just isn't them rattling the tree, they're shaking the tree to see how many of us Patriot radio broadcasters talk about it. What are you going to do when they come to your house and say, I'm sorry, we need to tax your guns? We'll be back after the break.
When they took them away, they took some of our freedom as well. I'll give up my guns when the sun doesn't shine. Now I lock up my house, lock up my car and my shed. If I try to defend them, I'm likely to get locked up instead. Because the scumbags got lawyers and rights, so the law lets them be. While the honest, hardworking get shot, fight to stay free. I'll give up my gun when the birds don't fly.
Come on, Bugsy. Go on. You're a good little fella.
on, drunk guy. Let's get the hell out of here.
Come on, mate. You done good. Your mother would be proud.
You're not very happy with me, Andy. Listen. Did you hear him?
Well, I'll give up my gun when the ocean runs dry. And I'll give up my gun when the sun doesn't shine. I'll give up my gun when the birds don't fly. I'll give up my gun when politicians don't lie.
G'day, Johnny, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm out walking, but what are you doing here with that gun?
I thought I took all the guns.
You didn't get them all, mate. You're not having this one.
I'm after you.
When the crash does come, when there is a natural disaster, during civil unrest, the last thing you want to be is a refugee. So check out DutchJones.info. That's www.DutchJones.info. We have the supplies you need and the information you will need. That's www.DutchJones.info. I feel like I'm doing PBS, Lee. What is that? It's like some kind of jazzy pick there. Oh, he's disciplining the dog if you hear him in the background. You're listening to Stronghold Radio, coming to you from the church at Kaweah here in Central California, the belly button of California, behind enemy lines. We're fighting here because whatever happens here comes to you. And if you think we're a lost cause, you're way wrong. We've got militias here. Anthea, sit down. We've got all kinds of... Sit down, you wait till after the show. You ate before the show. Back up, stop banging my mic. I'm a dad first. Patriot second. Actually, a Christian first, but you know what I'm saying. But we can't let this go, what we were talking about before the break. Thank you, Minuteman, for calling in. I didn't mean to shuffle you off to Buffalo like that. But that was a nice little buffer music. What was that one called, Lou?
Be on my side.
Be on my side. That was kind of nice and mellow, eh? I feel like I should be giving ski reports or surf reports with that going in the background. Lines in the sand, what are you going to do? Do you think this is just a bunch of bloviating and they want to see how we react? Or do you think they're really going to do it? Because here in California, every time they do stuff like that, there's the Hegelian dialectic. Like they came after our ammo, and days before it was going into act, this unconstitutional law, a lone judge shot it down, no pun intended. And they're going to continue with another more restrictive law. And it's conditioning. Conditioning. You heard Minuteman saying that the fines and stuff that are generated or the taxes that are generated are going to fund, you know, anti-gun commercials and stuff like that. Speaking of that, Debbie is reading a current reprint of Where the Red Fern Grows. Now, I need you guys, if you've got an old copy of Where the Red Fern Grows, because I'm going to tell you the truth, I only saw the movie. In there, the boy is narrating, and he says, my mom told me that I had to hunt with hounds because I could not get a gun until I was 21. Now, my recollection of Where the Red Fern Grows, it was like Pioneer times or West times, you know, expansion. There were no gun laws. But this modern book says, I can't get a gun until I'm 21, so that's not going to happen, so I have to hunt with hounds. Is that what you remember from The Red Fern Grows? It's strange to me, you know, the conditioning that they do, they've already done already. I mean, they're already trying to get you ready to hand over your guns. Last night we were talking about the pastors that on the show last night with Practical Christianity that are letting their people down by not teaching the full gospel. Well, the government is hand in hand with that and trying to chickify all of our male counterparts in the Patriot movement by all this conditioning in the media and stuff. Now you have the ultra-violent Hollywood, I know that, but look at TV. Look at TV commercials. The dads are the dorks, the dads are out of touch, the dads are the geeks, the dads are the ones that go stand up over the neighbor kid bully and the dad beats them up. I mean, these sitcom things are the same. It's all part of the same program. And now they're going to come after us monetarily. And I think they can do it. I don't know if they will do it, but if they do it, that's it for me. I will become an outlaw, meaning that I will be outside the protection of the law, because that's what they want. They want to make all of us outlaws. They want to make all of us unable to function within their society so that they can make us a segment that is dangerous, hunt us down, and kill us. That's what the Fabian Socialists, the Communists, whatever you want to call them, the New World Order, they want to kill you. Here we go. Okay, you're live on the Dutch Jones Show. Who's this?
Hi, Dutch. This is Warland.
Hey, Warland. What's your take on this thing?
Oh, well, my line in the sand is going to be when they come from after the gardens.
Yeah.
That's really going to be it for me. Guns and gardens.
Yeah. Guns and gardens. Or if they came to try and shut down our church, that probably would do it for me. Some people it wouldn't, and I understand that because the church is just a building. But if they threw locks on my building over here behind us and said we couldn't worship here, I'd probably go a little angry. I'd probably go a little Mel Gibson on them. But yeah, garden's a good point. When they control our food, and that's where they're getting to, they're probably closer to controlling the food than they are the guns, Warland. I think you're right.
Right, exactly. You know, they passed all these obscene gardening bills, and they're going to use them. They really will.
Yeah, you know, every time I go to, like, a grocery store, the hardware store up here, and I see Monsanto, you know, and all their seeds and everything, I just go nuts. I'm just like, man, it's right there in our face. You know, they want to control everything. They want to starve us, make us incapable of fighting, and make us they want to get us out of our vehicles. That was the big thing here in Central California. Now, they're spending billions on high-speed rail and buses, but we don't have any money.
Right, right.
So they want to get us out of our cars. They want to make it impossible to own a car.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so gardening would be your line in the sand, I guess in the garden, line in the dirt, line in the potting soil,
yeah.
as it were. You said that you had heard something about this morning also. How did you interpret this? Is this something that they're going to do legislatively, did you get, or?
Well, I only heard part of what Mark was talking about. Lost the signal for a while, but I got it back to about the last part of it. The gun restriction sounds pretty nasty. Oop, my dog alarm went off.
Okay, well, you got to go?
Yeah, I got to check out the front door.
Okay, I'll talk to you later then. Thank you for calling, brother. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Warland's got a great point there. When they come for the food, we have the Bravo cheese thing here. I can't imagine just standing there while USDA and FDA SWAT teams come in and they take your cheese. It's illegal to hoard food now. If they find out that I got a 6-month supply of food, are they coming after me now? You pukes? You punks? I may go down in a blaze of glory, but I'm going to take 2 or 3 with you. I will make it so you cannot work in a tyrannical job again, because I aim low. No, you bought it with government money. You don't own money. Stacy just, she's not past that threshold where she doesn't understand the evilness of this. She's like, they can't do that. That's against the law. It's not right. They don't operate by the rules, Stace.
No, they need to.
No, they don't need to. They're evil. That's the whole thing. When your enemy doesn't operate by the rules, you have to modify your rules of engagement. Now, I'm not saying you become bloody and heinous to everything you encounter. But when you encounter that enemy, which is rogue, which is unconstitutional, they are not awarded any quarter. So in the great words of G. Gordon Liddy, I was listening the day he went off the air when he said this, aim for the face. You know, back then they didn't have the protective face cover. He says, if ATF comes for you, just shoot him in the face. I say aim for the groin and the thighs. Aim low. Just let them bleed out on your floor screaming while their buddies are trying to figure out what to do. Counter their flashbangs. I mean, there's so much you can do. There's so much you can do to harden your target and protect yourself when they come for your guns or your kids or your food or your Bible or the eminent domain, your property, to put a park for the collective. You know. Key thing is to stay out of their radar first. Don't be, you know, I take a risk here because we advertise that we hoard food, that we garden, that we practice with guns. But that's the risk I'm willing to take to help educate individuals. I don't look at this as a ministry to the masses. I look at it as one person at a time. Like when I was talking on the chat right now with a couple of people. Each person counts in this. That's the difference between we Christian soldiers and the soldiers of Satan. For them, it's about the mass. It's about the group. It's about the collective. It's like the Borg on Star Trek. You will be assimilated. For us, each individual counts. Each individual counts. Now, I can't say that we're perfect in what we do, but we definitely have a much better moral compass in how we conduct ourselves. But when they come knocking on the door, they deserve no mercy. They've made the decision themselves. They violated God's law. They violated the law written on the heart. They violated the Constitution. They violated local laws. They violated your rights. And it's time to take the sword of justice and retaliate when they're at your door. Don't go seek them out. Don't go looking for trouble. That's not the way we operate. In full-on war, we will hunt them down like the scurvy dogs that they are. And that's why I'm saying when they come for my guns, that's a declaration of war. I don't declare it. They do. And I would make a habit right now of knowing who in your community will be knocking on doors. Just like, you know, people that have suffered under fascism or communism, if they had just taken the time to go visit the house of the police chief who stole their neighbor a couple days after he did it and just execute him in his bed, sure, there would be retaliation, but if you keep it up, they take one, you take 10. And not necessarily 10 individuals that, you know, if the fox raids your hen house, you don't kill 10 chickens. You hunt down the fox where it lives and you kill the first 10 foxes you find, whether they did it or not. You don't go after the victims. You don't go after innocents. That's ridiculous. But we've got to get a mindset right now, people, that if they come for your neighbor to take his guns, those vehicles don't leave the neighborhood. You want to be passive? That's fine. You want to park your cars across the street? You want to cause a huge problem? Look right now in the media. I don't even want to talk about Egypt because it's such a mess. It's such a stew of lies. But everybody's going, oh, it's so great. They protested for 2 weeks straight. They killed and beat people in the streets. They defied the law of their land, but yet our Obongo, that chimp in the White House, is praising them. If we did that here in America, we'd be killed. If we all went, if all it was 500,000 students, 500,000 people went to Washington, D.C. right now, stormed the streets, and said, show us the birth certificate or get out, we would be killed. If we were lucky, we would be thrown in jail. Personally, I don't do protests. I'm not that kind of guy. I would rather keep a list of names of who all the thugs are, who cooperates with the enemy, and then in one dark night, a moonless night, sneak out and destroy every one of them. And the movie Defiance. I think they said, we've got one revolver and four bullets, and one brother said, that's all I need. And he went and killed the father and two sons of the local police chief who helped the Nazis kill his family. He sent a message. And anytime soldiers wandered into the woods that they held, these guerrilla fighters, they killed them. Keep lists, mark locations, keep track of who these scumbuckets are. If your local law enforcement is cooperating, get to know them. If you think your local sheriff is not going to do his constitutional duty, find out everything about him. Because when the shooting does start, then it's okay to take out key figures. Not now. We're not at war right now. We're in the Cold War. There'll be some tit-for-tat stuff going on, as we see. But the problem is that unless we do that, they're not going to know we're serious. Because they suffer from an overabundance of courage. They think that we're all sheep, that we've all been brainwashed, that we're all inhaling the chemtrails and drinking the fluoride, and we're not going to fight back. But I guarantee you, if the day they pass a law that says you have to let them into your house to count your guns, and even 5% of the doors that get knocked on are answered with blast of automatic fire through the door, they're going to think twice. And others, the fence sitters, are going to get a little more courage and maybe join the cause then too. Not that I'm too excited about them, but one at a time, piece by piece, they take us apart. Nobody notices. But when we retaliate in mass on that night, Lexington and Concord, William Dawes and Paul Revere, there was another guy who wrote too, and I forgot his name. There are several writers, actually. But because the retaliation was in mass when they came for the guns, that's what Lexington and Concord were about. Those of you that don't know that need to study it. It was about they were coming to take the powder and the shot and the guns. And the townspeople said, nope, not going to happen. The militia rallied, the farmers harassed, and the British were sent running. Why should it be any different today? why is tyranny any different today? Why should we tolerate tyranny any more than our founding fathers did? I don't know. I don't know the formula here. I don't understand why we don't stand up more. Every time I'm confronted by a cop who's stepping over the line, I verbally attack him. And I've ended up in jail a few times for it, but I'm not in prison. I've always got my guns back. I don't win big lawsuits. That's not something I do. But I'm like, what have I done wrong? What crime have I committed in your presence? By what authority are you arresting me? Oh, they hate me. Oh, they can't stand me. Why'd you pull me over? I thought you were swerving. You thought we were swerving. Ridiculous. What is she doing? She can do that. Oh, don't stand on these chairs. They got wheels. You'll fall down. You can find a book and sit down. It's always hard when you get your kid back after not having him for a month because of stuff. Trying to get him to obey. I do my best. Keep praying for us, guys. Our families, you know, 1/4 of us is away most of the month. I know you're all going through it. Just the way it works. Hey, Olima's in there. Hello, Olima. I see that you signed in. Thank you for keeping up the archives. I have a feeling you're going to get a lot more hits this month. I'm getting a lot of people asking me about the archives. Scotland, Australia, I'm getting emails on it. They really, really like the archives. People are telling me that they're downloading them onto iPods and listening to them while they drive. I don't know how to make a CD out of it and make it work in a car. When people have asked me, I don't know. Lou and I have tried, and it works in some cars and not in others. Best thing is just to put one ear plug of the iPod in and listen to it. I can't listen to my shows anymore because we were using up too much bandwidth with me listening to it. That's why we're not streaming any pictures, by the way. We got to like 63%, and that's like a tipping point, and we have to stop. If you send me movies, I can't watch them. If you send me like PowerPoint presentations, I can't watch them. It's critical that you remember that. And it's not that I'm being rude. I just can't watch them. We're going to go down Sunday night to Sanger, to the secondary site. We may be there for a couple days. I'll try and catch up with all the videos that you guys have sent me and watch them and things like that. I did get something that was interesting from a couple of you. It was the story of the rebirth of the eagle, that at like age 30, an eagle scrapes off its beak, rips off its talons, grows new feathers, and comes back and lives another 40 years. I did a bunch of research on animal biology, and that's a myth. It's a great story, and it goes well with the Bible verse about renewed and rejuvenated like the eagle. It doesn't make the verse any less important, but eagles don't do that. I love it when you guys send me that stuff. I look forward to it in the morning, seeing all these things that are, you know, little snippets and little stories. Our buddy Dwayne sends me them constantly. Some of them I don't get. I don't understand a lot of the humor that's out there on the internet, but I do try my best. We're only going to do... Kitties. Huh? Oh, the pictures of the kitties. Sometimes I don't like that, and other times I do. You know, kitties in peril. You know, hanging from trees and stuff, and sometimes it's kind of cute. So I don't mind that. Let's see, what else did I want to talk about? Let me get this up here. We're only doing an hour today because I've only got an hour in me. I was hoping for more calls on this rifle, on this gun tax thing, and I was hoping to find it, but I did not find it.
Can I talk for the other hour just for fun?
No, you cannot take this. Anthony wants to take the other hour. I'm sure that would be a hoot. I do have an article here. Those of you that haven't heard of the National Inflation Association, Inflation Association, the NIA, I subscribe to their newsletter, and it comes out all the time. And they're the numbers guys. They look at what they're lying about. Like they said that we added 36,000 jobs and inflation dropped, but we lost like 200,000 jobs. That doesn't make sense. I don't know the math. Stop banging into the mic. I don't know the math, so it's really tough for me to figure it out, but they get it down. Like the U.S. this is from their newsletter that just came out today. The U.S. government claims 1.5% price inflation and 36,000 jobs gained last month, when real price inflation is already north of 5% and over 50,000 jobs were actually lost last month. The NIA is where Americans come for the truth and the U.S. economy and inflation stories. We just posted a brand new must-see economic update video. See, I can't watch the video because of that. But the numbers game, whatever they tell you, you believe. How do we know the stock market was up 78 points today? How do you know that? It requires outrageous faith. That's why. And if your money's entangled in that, God bless you. I don't know what you're going to be able to do to get it out. Let's see. But when we see these jobless numbers, when we see these manipulated numbers, it's all voodoo. It means nothing. The economy's going in the tank. I don't know anybody that's got a full-time job. I don't know anybody that's got a full-time job that isn't an entrepreneur. What are you looking at, Lou? Oh, he's putting it in there. I know some people that are trying to make their own business and they're working 20 hours a day. Stacy and I are making absolutely no money off our store. It just tanked. Nobody's ordering anything. We're selling some Confederate hats on Zazzle, but we get like a dollar a hat.
Like 20 cents, 20
Yeah,
cents.
We don't get anything off of that. But keep buying from them. That's cool if you want a Confederate hat off the website. Our store is getting nothing. It's just if there's stuff that you want to get that we don't see, email Stacy and tell her to put it up because she doesn't listen to me. If you Stacy, Stacie at dutchjones.info. Stacie at dutchjones.info. No, send her the hate mail because she's not putting good items up on the store. And you're not seeing stuff you want because I keep telling her, take voodoo tactical stuff. Just throw it up there. Throw up these really cool pens we're selling and so you can stab people in the forehead with them. I can't get her motivated. You know, it's just like I said, training. Women don't listen to their husbands. Husbands and wives that work together, I don't know how you do it. She won't listen to me. So her and Lou, they just let the store sit there and stagnate. But if there's something that... Yeah, Lou always says, not my fault. But if you can think of an item that you want that we don't have, let us know. And we'll try to get it for you. And we'll make a few bucks and you'll get what you need. I remember a couple months ago, somebody donated like 50, 60 bucks and we sent them a tactical vest because that's what we had in stock. You know, it's great. We need the donations. We need the prayers. And we need you to buy stuff. The water filters. Everybody out there should have one of our water filters. If you buy nothing else from us, you should have a Sawyer brand water filter for like 70 or 80 bucks. Because you're going to need it. I heard a story today. Minuteman relayed a story to me. I think he was saying, you know, I'm going to keep repeating what they're saying on Liberty Tree Radio. That the Chinese are skimming cooking oils out of their sewage, repackaging it, and selling it to Americans as cooking oil. So the food that you're eating is terribly poisoned. So, you know, you better start. You know, I don't say that you can filter oil through our water filters, but. How quickly are you going to die when you're not even when you're no water to have that's clean? It's bad enough now they're poisoning us with our food. So you've got to get these Sawyer brand water filters. You've got to get. I was talking to, I think it was Bobby. Rain jackets, duct tape, and protective masks. You guys call them gas masks. Start getting that stuff. If you live in cities, they're going to use chemical agents on you. When you guys start fighting back saying you're not going to give them the serial numbers on your guns or the combination to your gun safe, they're going to gas you. We hope they're only going to use tear gas, but these scum buckets are going to use whatever they have access to. You know? So get your family ready for that if you're going to stay in these cities, which I have no idea why you would want to. I have no idea why any loving Christian husband would stay in a city with his family. I get so many emails from lone wolf guys that get mad at me. Oh, I'm going to make a stand in my house. It's going to be bulldozed over you or burnt down around you. Good luck. The key is fellowship. The key is training together. The key is keeping an eye out on everything. And you can't do that if you're one man. You try staying awake 24/7 to keep some gang member from sneaking into your house to steal your guns. You're not going to do it. Not going to do it. You buy this fancy alarm. You buy all this stuff. Real good. What's it going to do when chaos hits and the alarms get turned off, the electricity's off, and your cell phone's not working? Huh? Huh? What are you going to do? Huh? Tell me. You're going to do nothing. You're going to get shot dead. You may take a few with you, but your family's going to be left to be raped and pillaged. That is not a plan. That is not a plan. Even we have escape plans from here. In this great location we're in, we know that with a greater force coming, we're not going to hold it. We have to escape. We can harden this target as much as we want, but it's not going to stop. Somebody's got 10-to-1 odds against us. Better firepower, better training. We can never be optimum. What, Anthea?
What about that trapdoor we were going
to
assemble?
Shh, you're not supposed to tell anybody about the trapdoor. It's supposed to be a secret. Now you just blew it. You told everybody on the radio about the trapdoor. Boy, see what I mean? I'm on this 24/7 and I can't even keep my family shut up.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you would have.
No, I wouldn't
You all would have. You would have all betrayed me.
Secret spaceship?
Huh?
What about our secret spaceship?
Now Lou's talking about the secret spaceship we have. Oh, okay, everybody quiet. We're not talking about this anymore. Let me finish the radio show in peace. I got 2 minutes. Last night on Coast to Coast, they had Steve Quayle on saying that in Afghanistan, they found some ancient fighter jet aircraft that the Indians in India, you know, the Pakistani types, not the cigar store Indians, but the gas station Indians, had hidden in a cave in Afghanistan, and 8 soldiers have already died going in to get it. They're going on the air, these guys, George Norrie and them, telling everybody we're in the end times. This terrible thing's going to happen. Project Bluebeam, they're going to fake the return of Christ. The Antichrist is coming, all that. All of that is a distraction, and I want to let you know why I know it is. Because no man knows the day nor the time of the coming of Christ. So if anybody tells you that they know it, just forget about it. Just move on, ignore them. Any man claims to be the Messiah, you'll know it. And it won't be him. It'll be something stupid. The Messiah is not going to use gimmicks, not going to use UFOs or anything like that. And the final thing I want to leave you with, because this is primarily a Christian show, instead of spending all your time trying to decipher Revelations and the Daniel prophecies to figure out what week we're in, and panicking and hiding in a cave, sitting on your hands and saying, if I get involved in government and slow it down, I'm offending God. We're all going to be raptured, so I don't need to store any food. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. I'm sorry. The Bible is clear. The Bible is clear. The Bible is clear. Our job is just to do every day what God told us to do. Spread the gospel. Prepare for hardships. Take care of our families. And above all, love the Lord Jesus Christ with all our hearts. There's nothing else. You can't. You're wasting your time if you're digging for Bible codes and all this other stuff. And if you think this is the end times, you've never had a bad thing in your life happen, have you? The people at World War I, when half the world was engaged in war and the soldiers were dying, we had 38 million people die. 38 million die from the flu. If you think this is the end times, you're milquetoast and you're not going to make it. No, these are tribulations, but I don't think they're the tribulations. So if you think you're going to be raptured, please liquidate everything you own. I want you to cash it out. Send it care of Dutch Jones, Post Office Box 31. Just send me your money. Cahuilla, California, 93237. Yeah, you can go to heaven if you want. One of these people are going to... It's ridiculous. I'm tired of the emails on that. I'm not going to talk about it because it's bunk. We're not in the end times. Humanity sucks and we treat each other like garbage. That's what's going on right now. This is the end product of free will. We must spread the gospel over the whole world and prepare the church. The church is nowhere ready for the return of Christ. You're kidding yourself. So, anyway, I hate to leave on a negative note, but that's what I should have started out with, but I just looked at my notes, and I've been getting a lot on that. So when Ed comes in, tell him that we're only doing an hour and to replay this one.